In 1967, Joan Didion wrote an essay called Goodbye to All That, a work of candid and penetrating prose that became the gold standard for personal essays. Didion's tale of loving and leaving New York captured the allure Manhattan has always had for writers, poets, and wandering spirits. The follow-up to the award-winning anthology Goodbye to All That is now out. It is entitled Never Can Say Goodbye, Writers on Their Unshakable Love for New York. It is edited by our good friend Sari Botten and includes contributions from Elizabeth Gilbert, Susan Orlean, Roseanne Cash, Nick Flynn, Whoopi Goldberg, Philip Lopate, Owen King, Alexander Chi, and many, many others. Author and editor Sari Botten joins us this morning to tell us about the new collection, and we thank you very, very much for being here. Always a delight.
Well, thanks for having me. I always love being here.
Was it always the idea to write another one, or did that come out of critical demand?
That, yes, critical demand. I mean, the first book was and continues to be a success.
Yes.
But there was a slight reaction. It was really well received, but there was a small group of people who thought I was dissing New York City. And I just, no, that's not what I was doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you read the first book, you could see that it was mostly love letters about, you know, leaving New York, what it meant to leave New York, how hard it was to leave New York. But I thought, well, let me give this another try. And also, I still feel like a New Yorker, even though I've left New York. And I know that a lot of people have that same feeling. And I thought, well, this is a different angle. And I want to write about it. And I want to hear what other people have to say about it.
So the letter for this one was, why would you never want to leave?
Or what makes you feel like a New Yorker, even if you have left? What are the experiences that converted you irrevocably to a New Yorker?
In the latter, how much of that is birth?
I don't think most of the people in the book were born in New York City.
Okay.
A few. Philip Lopate talks about how he is ruined for the rest of the world because he was born in New York City and raised, and there's just no place else that he really fits, even though he's tried.
And that very much tells us of the impact, you know, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere kind of mentality that New York has. So you come to New York, and it is a, no matter what your vocation, it has an impact on you.
I really think that New York City changes you for better or worse. Mostly better, in my opinion. It does something to you, and you're never the same afterward, and you carry it with you, even if you leave.
Why do you think that is?
Well, it's a really remarkable place. It is, you know, to my mind, the center of the universe. I mean, it's so densely populated. It's got so many different, it's the center of so many different fields, publishing, theater, part of film, you know, LA also, but, you know, so much film happens in New York these days. Music, art, it's the center of everything. And so even though in some ways it's like a really hard place to get along, it's also a place where you can encounter just the most interesting people from all different nationalities. It's the most diverse place in the world. It's just really remarkable. And it takes a lot to be able to live there. And those coping skills that you develop, I think, are part of what changed you.
So much of the first book, and this book too, is by writers, artists, the impact that it has on a creative spirit.
Yes.
Is fascinating.
Oh, definitely. Because it is, as I just said, you know, it is the center of the arts. It's the place that people want to, you know, they aspire to get to from not only around the country, but around the world.
I was trying to think when I finished the book of seeing an overall commonality. And other than what we have talked about, I mean, the themes of the book of what, you know, you set out to, this is what we want to discuss. Everybody's all sort of all over the place, aren't they?
Yeah, I wanted to have a really diverse collection in terms of the people who were writing the essays and also the experiences. First of all, to make it an interesting collection, but also because that's how it is in New York. Everybody has a different experience. That's what I think.
What are there essays in here that surprised you when you got them back?
That's a good question. John Gulian's, you know, about this guy in this guy he went to college with, who, you know, his defense when he can't afford to live in New York City, when he doesn't have like a girlfriend to live off of, sponge off of, you know, he, wherever he lands, well, you know, it blows doors off New York City. And, you know, that defensive thing, it was such an interesting way to tell the story of New York City and how it relates to identity, you know, identifying as a New Yorker, which is something I write about also.
And money plays a role in a lot of the of staying in New York, being able to afford to stay in New York.
That's a big factor.
Sure.
It's a huge factor. I know very few people who can afford to live in New York indefinitely.
Right.
You know, either you have a family and you need to have rooms for children or and it just gets exponentially more expensive.
Talk a little bit about Whoopi Goldberg's essay.
Whoopi is the consummate New Yorker, and she's been there her whole life, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I just love her story. It's really about learning about the world by way of growing up in the Chelsea Projects and meeting all different kinds of people, all different nationalities, and you know, how it prepared her for the world, how it informed her about the world, so that when she went out into the world and became famous, you know, she felt prepared and she felt like she knew a lot. And also it's about being poor in New York City and enjoying the things that are or were free. Riding, not free or inexpensive, like riding the subway to Coney Island and having a picnic with your family. Mm. That's still an inexpensive pleasure that you can have. Going to the museums, they're all suggested donation. And she talks about doing that. And walking around Broadway at intermission time and seeing the actors. Mm. And it's really refreshing to hear someone so famous and successful to talk about those more humble times in New York City.
There does seem to be, as you said about the first book, that love letter quality, but there does seem to be a somewhat universal feeling about the changes of the city, of how the city has changed, and sort of looking back to someone who has lived there just 5 years ago to someone who's lived there 40 years ago.
Oh, it changes so quickly, and it feels like it just keeps speeding up.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's for better and worse. I think most people lament the rapid change and the how expensive it gets. But then also in the book, Roseanne Cash talks about while she misses the places that disappear, she also looks forward to trying the places that show up in their place. And Jason Diamond also writes about that. You know, his essay is about falling in love with New York by way of food and restaurants. And while he misses the ones that close, he also looks forward to trying the new ones. So, you know, change is good.
Yeah. what has this project been like for you of saying, okay, this is what I'm going to do next? I mean, are you sort of mired in this now? Well, this is what I have to be the New York City barometer?
Well, I don't think this is the only thing I'm ever going to do in my life.
Right, well.
And I'm not going to open up like a souvenir stand.
Okay.
But no, it is an important thing to me as somebody who left the city, who lost my apartment. I have this strong identification with New York City. I miss New York City. I have so many thoughts and feelings about it, and I love to hear what other people have to say about it. So it is a very strong, important subject for me.
Do you know, and that comes clear in the other essays, that it's a strong, people have a very strong connection to the city.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who doesn't have a strong opinion about New York City or a strong feeling.
So with that said, is there any arm twisting and wrangling on your part as an editor or even asking people to do these essays? Or is it relatively easy to say, we want you to talk about this? And
yeah, I pretty much, you know, when I invited people, I told them pretty clearly. And also for this second book, the inspiration was E.B. White's Here is New York.
Yes.
They don't mimic that essay, but they have it in mind. And people were very excited to do it, and they got it. you know, I think that most, that everybody in the collection is a pro. And when I said, you know, let's talk about the things that made you a New Yorker irreversibly, they got it.
When that idea of being irreversibly, when you get, I assume you all got together and talk about this at book parties and so forth, right? There's a certain number of you that get together.
Oh, yeah.
And you do public events and so forth. So that is, do you feel that New York is still loved and we will have a book like this probably in future generations?
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, I've done a couple of events where the nonprofit I work for, TMI Project, we've had some story slams where we've invited people to tell their New York stories. And they, you know, especially living in the Hudson Valley, there are so many New York City expats and people have so much to say about it. And they want to know, when are you going to do it again? And yeah, I think that this is always going to be a theme.
Well, the book is just wonderful. It's fascinating. It's called Never Can Say Goodbye, Writers on Their Unshakable Love for New York. It is now out from Touchstone. It's edited by Sari Botten. Sari, thank you so much for being with us. Tell us real quick, you're going to be at Golden Notebook.
Well, the Golden Notebook is sponsoring an event at Outdated Cafe.
Outdated Cafe.
It's Saturday, October 25th at 6:30 p.m. I've got Alexander Chi, Owen King, Amy Sohn, myself, Nick Flynn, and my husband, Brian Macaluso.
Oh, great. And that'll be on October
25th.
October 25th, and you can find out more at goldennotebook.com.
That's correct.
And then the other event.
Yes, it's another Golden Notebook event at Outdated Cafe. That seems to be a thing that the Golden Notebook in Woodstock is doing, events at Outdated Cafe. I will be the featured writer in Nina Shengold's Word Cafe on November 6th at 6 p.m.
And you can, again, find out more at goldennotebook.com or your website, saribotten.com.
Correct.
And find out more about the events and about the project as a whole. Sari, it's always a pleasure to have you aboard. Thank you so much for being with us and congratulations on the new book.
Thank you so much. It's great
Thank
to be
you.
Here.
Again, it's Sari Botten has edited the collection Never Can Say Goodbye, Writers on Their Unshakable Love for New York. It is published by Touchstone. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.